a little this they still have something in them which is making them, you know, not very, which is keeping them at luxury. So they are very calm. So they are happy, content. So we are looking content wise. First 3 phases you don't have to do anything, so you are very content, okay? In the 4th phase you have to do something, but still you have religion around to satisfy you. So you are still, you know, little happy. But in the 5th stage we are not happy at all. We are just, oh, go to work, go to school, do this homework, do this class. Now we have to go to Pathshala. So like, you are just, you know, the dharm, the religion is even lesser.
हेलो अनुभव जी, आई थिंक वी लॉस्ट अनुभव जी, वन सेकेंड.
हेलो
हेलो
हेलो.
Yes, Jamin. I think Anubhav ji got disconnected. Let's give him.
Hello, hello, Sachin ji.
Ah, Jai Shinendra, Anubhav ji.
Hello, Jai Shinendra. I guess I was not disconnected, but I guess my voice stopped reaching you all. I could hear you all. Okay, fine. Arjun, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So did you get me? What did I say?
So what I heard is basically in the 1st through 3rd stage, slowly the money is disappearing, right? And then when you get to the 4th stage, 4th through 6th stage, you're working. But what I didn't get is the religion. Is religion fading throughout it?
Religion is what doing?
Is it slowly going away? That's what I wasn't understanding.
Yes. The religion is slowly going away. Like, you know,
Earlier
there were more people were more religious. So what we're seeing is, earlier people have very much, you know, they were very, you know, they had very little passion, they're very religious. Now they have more of the passion, less of the religion, right? So what we're seeing is, we are seeing a diminution in the religion. Okay, in the 1st 3 phases, diminution in luxury. From the 4th, now what we have started, we have diminution in religion, right? So because of this diminution, we call it descending phase. Earlier we have much of the religion, now we have lesser of it. And it is getting reduced day by day. So it is being diminished. Right?
Right. Thank you very much, Anubhavji.
Arush. Okay, so what do we call this phase as in which we are living? This is known as diminishing phase. Okay? Descending phase. Why is it descending? Not because 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 is ascending. The numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4 in ascending series. But descending is what we have luxuries and religion. Both are where they are going, they're just reducing. They're just diminishing. So we call it descending. Earlier we have much of the religion, now we have lesser religion, less religious people. So it's called descending. Do you get me, Jamin, now? Okay, so we live in which phase of those 6 called descending phase? Okay?
What? What number do we live
yeah,
in?
Yeah, do you get? We live in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we live in 5th phase of this descending phase.
Number 1?
Number 5.
Oh, and the descending?
This is descending phase, and we have 6 part of this descending phase. First kal, second kal, third kal, fourth kal, fifth kal, sixth kal. Tirthankars happen in 4th kal. Bhagwan happened in fourth kal. In fifth kal, you cannot become Bhagwan or you cannot be Tirthankar. So fifth kal we live in. So we live in the descending phase, the fifth kal of descending phase. Am I clear, Jamin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the sixth kal, what will happen? There will be no religion. The people will have very short height and they'll eat each other. So they'll have very, you know, increased number of passions. Okay? So they correct? So now what will happen? In the sixth, the people, the human beings have very short height, okay? They are like, they have the height of your hand, like...
Come in the fifth call?
No, it's not going to come in the fifth call. It's going to come in the sixth phase.
No, when do Tirthankars come? Which call?
In the fourth of the descending phase.
So Bhagwans and Tirthankars come in the fourth call?
Yeah, only Bhagwan and Tirthankars come only on the fourth phase. They don't come on first, second, third, or they don't come on fifth and sixth.
What
only fourth.
What comes in the fifth
okay.
phase?
Okay. Fifth, maybe we come in the fifth, like there is no Bhagwan, but the people are still religious. You can see Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhu Parameshtis around. Okay? In the sixth phase, you will not even see the Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhu Parameshtis. There will be none of the Panch Parameshtis in the sixth phase. So in the fourth, we have all the five Parameshtis around. In the fifth, we have only three, like Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhu Parameshtis around. And in the sixth, we have no Parameshtis around.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay, Arjun. We are just getting this because, you know, I'll be calling you, like, we live in fifth kal, we will be living in fifth kal, Tirthankars were in fourth kal. So we should know what does this mean, fifth kal or fourth kal mean. So we have this time, we have divided it in six period, like we have divided a year in 365 days, a week in 7 days, the same way we have divided a certain kal in six phases, okay? First phase, second phase, third phase. So like what happens in descending, the luxury and the religion both diminishes, right? So we call it what? Avasarpani kal or descending phase, okay? Avasarpi or descending phase, fine? Now what is happening? At the end of the sixth phase, there will be no luxury, no religion at all. So now what will happen? Now this, there are different kind of rains will happen. The rain of fire, the rain of, you know, stones, the rain of very bad kind of rain, acids. So what will happen? Everything, whatever is existing here will go dead. Like all the flowers, all the vegetation, all the human beings which will be there at that time. You know, this will happen like after 40,000 years, 39,000 years. Okay, this will happen. So now what will happen then? And after this all is disrupted, this all is finished, there will be happening some good rains. The rain of milk, the rain of nectar, the rain of, you know, sweet water. Okay? And then all this plantation will rise again. So all the plants will start taking birth again. Okay? And then people will start taking birth. So now what will happen? Now will come the ascending phase. Now what will happen? People will be taking birth as a very small beings, like we have in sixth phase. There will be the people of ascending phase will be the same. The descending phase, this the sixth call of the descending phase is same as call of the ascending phase. Now we are going reverse. So now the people will happen very short. They'll be very, you know, they'll have very less of the mind. And slowly, they'll begin to get knowledge and then they'll be coming towards the religion. So now we are in the opposite direction. Earlier we started with the religion and it got diminished. Okay? Now we are starting with no religion and now we'll be getting the religion and we're increasing the religion. So religion will keep increasing. Are you getting me? Now we are on ascending phase. In descending phase, we have earlier very much amount of religion. Then eventually it got reduced and then it ended. In the Avasarpani Kal, in the beginning, we have no religion. Now slowly people will start getting about religion and all this will happen. So, am I clear with this?
No, I have a question.
Yes, please ask.
When will sixth tara come?
It will come after 19,000 years. See, we have this Ustaraz period at 21,000 years, okay? Out of which we have spent around 2,500 years, 2,500 years. So we have still like 19,500 years remaining to that sixth tara to become to arrive.
So it goes
Okay,
from ascending
Dia?
to descending to ascending again.
Yeah, it's like a cycle. Like from day to night, night to day, we have ascending to descending, descending to ascending. So what happens? You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then you come again 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you are ascend, like in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in which we are, it is called descending. Why? Because the religion is diminishing. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is called ascending. Why? Because the religion was diminished in 6th, now it is now redeveloping. So now 6th will come to 5th, 5th will come to the 4th. So now 4th will again have what? Tirthankaras. So the third part of ascending phase will have Tirthankaras. Like 6th means the first. 6th becomes the first, in which very small human beings are there. 5th will come again, in which people like us will happen. So that will be the second of ascending phase. Then fourth will come, in which Tirthankaras will happen. That will be the third of the ascending phase. Are you all getting me?
Yeah.
Arjun? Arush, am I clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are saying descending by looking at what? By looking at religion. Religion is getting diminished. We say ascending by looking what? We see the people are regaining the religion. So they're ascending towards religion. So it is called ascending. So in the fourth phase of descending Kal, Tirthankara and Bhagwan happen. And in the third phase of ascending Kal, the Tirthankara and Bhagwan happens. Right? It's like counter clock. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 presently. Now we'll have 6, 5, 4. So 6 are very short people. So very short people of the ascending phase will be the first Kal. Then second will have people like us. The third will have Shankaras and Bhagwans. The fourth will have people with no work. The fifth will have with more luxury. And the sixth will have the people with highest amount of luxuries. So they'll have to do nothing. Right? Is it fine?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, so now what is happening in the ascending phase? The religion is starting to take, it's starting to prosper. So it is taking birth. So now what happens? Devas again celebrate this, you know, beginning of the religion. After the end of the religion in the sixth phase of Sarpanikal or descending phase. In the first Kal of ascending phase, the religion again takes birth, like it prospers. So Devas celebrate it for 7 weeks. And from the Shravan Krishna Pratipada, what do they do? By celebrating these 10 attributes of Tang Shama Uttam Madhav, they celebrate this beginning of the religion, and therefore we celebrate this Dashlakshan Mahaparva. This is the other reason. One reason was because it is a religion, it is an attribute of her soul. Other reason is because it depicts the beginning, it depicts the birth of rebirth of the religion, the re-beginning of the religion in the ascending phase. On which day do we celebrate it then? On which day the religion start taking birth? It start taking birth on Shravan Krishna Pratipada. It's one of the Hindi dates or Sanskrit dates. So it's Indian date, Shravan Krishna Pratipada. So for 7 weeks there happens some good rains and the religion prospers again. So we celebrate these 10, you know, Devas celebrate this beginning of religion, the 10 autumnal festivals. Are we clear now?
You are clear.
Hello?
Yeah,
I
we're
am sort
clear.
of clear, right? Okay, we're clear. Why? Because so now this ascending, then descending, then descending, then ascending. So these phases will keep on coming. After ascending, then descending, then ascending, then descending. So these phases keep coming. The phases will keep coming. So the ascending phase beginning keep coming. And if the beginning comes, the religion will keep prospering again. So it will be happening again and again, and therefore it is eternal parva. Correct? Correct. So the 24 Tirthankaras keep happening. They are like this fourth kal we had Mahavir Bhagwan and Rishabh Devi etc. In the next we'll be having some Mahapadma and other Tirthankaras. So the main change is that 24 Tirthankaras keep taking like different like what it is possible that you are the next Tirthankar of the next, you know, descending phase or ascending phase. So you can be Tirthankar, you can take birth as Tirthankar on the third call of the ascending phase or on the fourth call of the descending phase. Fine? Is it fine?
Fine.
Okay, now come to the slide number 5. We just concluded. Slide number 5. We celebrated how many times? We celebrate these first 3 times a year. Okay, so just remember we celebrated 3 times. Okay? Just remember that we celebrated 3 times. When we'll be coming into like very, after very long time. After, long time after we'll be talking about this. How many times do we celebrate the Dasalakshan Dharma Mahaparva? 3 times a year. The same case is with the Ashtanika Mahaparva. Ashtanika Mahaparva we celebrate for 3 times a year. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, see, this is going to form the part of your quiz. So I'll be asking you when Tirthankaras happen in descending phase, when Tirthankaras happen in ascending phase, and how many times do we celebrate 10 Dasalakshan Dharma Parva. Two reasons to celebrate Dasalakshan Dharma Parva, that is, one is, these are the actions of Dharma prospers again. Right? Okay, why do we celebrate? Again, on the slide number 5. Arish, will you read why?
It is property of ours, our own dharmas. Why not? We celebrate ourselves
yeah.
in these festivals.
So we just celebrate ourselves. Why?
Ourselves,
because,
yeah,
so,
because
on this celebrate we... Hello? Yeah, because why do we do this? Because it is our property, so we celebrate our property. Just like we enjoy our luxury at home, we play with video games. Why? Because it is my video game. We ride the car. Why? Because it is my car. The same way we have these dharmas, so we celebrate these. Okay? How do we celebrate it? We go to parties, right? We go to DJ and all, and we party all night, right? How do we celebrate it? Arjun, will you read it? How do we celebrate it? Arjun?
Yeah. This is Arjun. I'm
moving.
Yes.
Pujas,
Swadhyas, Pachalas, and self.
Swadhyay, Pachala, and?
Self-introspection. Introspection. No music, no party. Celebration of myself. Doesn't require these things.
Yeah, we don't require any music or any party to celebrate ourselves because we ourselves are ourselves, right? So we don't require the third person to make us happy. Okay, so now Dasalakshan Dharma Parva, what does it tell us? It tells us something about, you know, ourselves, that we are Bhagwan, okay? So now what do they tell us is a separate story, and this is what you're going to learn in this coming session. You come to slide number 6. What do we not do if we understand Dasalakshan Dharma? Who will read this? Jamin will read this. Read what we do not do.
4 passions, 1 anger, 2 pride, 3 fraud, and 4 greed, 5 sins. 1 violence, 2 falsehood, 3 theft, 4 wrong intentions, 5 accumulation.
Okay, so these are the chapters which we'll be reading, you know, after we end this poem that we have. Okay, so this is what the base of the Dasalakshan Dharma, that we should not do the 4 kind of passions and 5 kind of sins. So how, if you understand the Dasalakshan Dharma Parva, will not do this? That I'll tell you why we'll not do this, how we'll not do this. In the coming session, by understanding the Dasalakshan Dharma, how these things does not take birth in us. So, but remember how many passions are there? 4. And how many sins are there? 5. We'll remember the names later when we'll be coming on these chapters. But we should get there are 4 passions and 5 sins. Okay, so these are different chapters, like what are four passions, what are five sins. Fine, so we'll be doing it, but we have to understand that this Prashlakshan Parva, by understanding it, we become actually sinless, we flawless. We don't have any flaw, we don't do any sins. So therefore, we should always do the Prashlakshan Parva. Okay, so now close this PPT and we'll just conclude. I guess our time is over. So what we'll do, we'll start with our chapter doing what? We'll be doing reading this prayer today.
Hello.
It's the beginning of new chapter and we'll... Yeah, this is who? Arjun Yase.
Yeah. So, you know, I have told you that I have another class that starts at 5:30. So now I'm actually going away from my computer, so I won't be able to view the PowerPoint.
Okay, so you'll be connected or not?
I'll be connected, but I won't have...
Yeah, we'll be on the... Okay, fine, it's fine, Arjun. So we all, I'll be try singing, okay? So I'm not going to read complete poem, we'll be doing only verse, so you all have to repeat it anyways. So you don't have to, you don't need to see. Those who have PowerPoint, it's good for them. Okay? Fine, so I'll start. What will we do? See, it's Devastuti. Devastuti means a prayer of a Arhant Bhagwan. Okay, so we'll be starting with this chapter in the coming session. But what we are going to do, I am going to just give you some idea what is the tone, how do we pray it, and we'll hope we'll enjoy. Okay, everybody ready?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, so see, this is a prayer, so how do we pray? We pray by joining our hands. So we'll join our hands, and once I'll tell you, then one by one, each one of us will repeat. Dia, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, very good. So open this PPT. Okay, Devastuti. Okay, and we will join our hands and one by one. Yeah, the slide number 2, the first phase, the first paragraph of the poem. The first 2 verses of the poem. Okay? Sing it first, 2 lines, then Arish will be singing, then Jaimin, then Dia, and then Arjun. Fine? Hello? Fine, I'll start.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, overwhelming creature, let error and belief get destroyed by knowledge, sinful prayer. Okay, it is kind of weird, I know, but we have to say it this way. Fine. Your turn, Arush.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by a knowledge son fulfill prayer.
Very good, Arush. Now try to sing it, okay? I know I'm not singing it in correct way, but try to get something out of it. I'll sing it again, okay? Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, all-well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Okay.
Arush, again, just try to sing, okay? Yeah.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, all-well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Very good, Arush. Okay, Jaimin, your turn.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
Okay, Dia, your turn.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher,
yes,
destroyed by knowledge and
Okay. I guess I took the, you know, very 4 lines together. I'll break it into 2. Okay, it's very simple. try to get the rhythm. Okay, so I'll say one, only two lines. Okay, only one line. And one by one, you have to repeat, okay? Oh God, divide of attachments, Sedia. First line.
Oh God.
Divide of attachments, omission, or red. Oh God. No. Stop by the first line. Oh God, devoid of attachments, Sidhya.
Oh God, devoid of attachments.
It's devoid of attachments. Devoid of attachments. Devoid of. Oh God, devoid of attachments. Arjun, say.
This is Arjun. Actually, I have to hang up. My class is starting right now.
Okay, it's okay. Fine.
I'm so sorry.
Jai Shirendra. Okay. It's okay, Jai Shirendra. Okay. So, Jamin, I'll say half of the line. You have to say, oh God, devoid of attachments.
Oh God, devoid of attachments.
Yes, very good. Omniscient, all-well-being preacher, Arush.
Let our wrong beliefs get destroyed.
Yadhya. By knowledge, son, fulfill prayer. Okay, just repeat these two lines and then we'll conclude today's session. Remember about the six Kal we have discussed today because these are very important. And remember that Tirthankaras happen in which Kal? First thing. Second thing, why do we celebrate Dasalakshan Mahaparva? Why do we celebrate Ashtalika Mahaparva? Nandishwar Deep is which number of sweep and how many sins and how many passions are there? Okay, so I'll do this last time. Okay, I know it's starting, so it's very weird, but we'll get hook of it. So I'm saying two lines, and Dia will say first two lines, and then I'll say last two lines, and then Arish will say last two lines, and we'll conclude, okay? Okay, Dia, listen now. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, all-well-being preacher, Dia.
Oh God, devoid of attachments. Omniscient, well-being creature.
Very good. Let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer, Arush.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, let son, fulfill prayer.
Excellent, Arush. Well sung. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, Jamin. So just, you know, try to get this tune. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, all-well-being preacher. Okay, so you're getting my tone? Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, all-well-being preacher. Okay, we'll get it in the next session, okay? So it will be fun and we'll be knowing about our Bhagwan, that why do we pray Bhagwan? It's very fun, very simple, very slow. So we'll try to do it in the next session, okay? Thank you so much. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Thank you.
Anubhuji, are you there?